ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's time to talk sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sally.
Warwick, we're starting well. In the AFL, Sydney thrashed the Hawks yesterday to increase its percentage and firm up a place in a top three dominated by non-Melbourne clubs.
Yes, Sally. Look, those people in Melbourne reluctant to accept North Adelaide's Barry Robin as the greatest Australian rules player ever. They're going to be squirming a bit this morning because the Swans are sitting second on 24 points, just ahead of Greater Western Sydney on percentages after comprehensively outplaying the Hawks yesterday. The match watched by a champion of both clubs as Buddy Franklin said farewell to the MCG. There'll never be another Buddy, but in Isaac Heaney, nicked from rugby league as a youngster, the Swans have found, well, the next big thing. As in 2024, he combines his extra midfield duties with still being able to kick goals from anywhere and nowhere. The only Swan, now hear this, he's the only Swan to have scored a try on the SCG as well as kicking Australian rules football goals there. He got three of the latter at Melbourne's cricket ground yesterday while being among Sydney's best in the 18-10, 118-5, 12, 42 win. In the other game yesterday, under Damien Hardwick, another non-Melbourne club may finally be fulfilling the ambitions of those who set up the Gold Coast Swans 15 years ago. It was the Battle of the Nullarbor. The Suns at home at Carrara beating the West Coast Eagles, and they now sit in ninth spot. Hardwick, though, he says he wants them to start to learn to win away from home. To the latter, Geelong, always proudly not Melbourne, is unbeaten and on top on 28 points, followed by Sydney, GWS on 24. Then come Melbourne, flying the flag for the home of the game. Port Adelaide, Carlton, Essendon and Fremantle edging out the Suns on percentage, Sally.
And Warwick, in rugby union, the Waratahs are the 2024 Super W champions, but it wasn't all nice. It was quite a brutal win in the grand final yesterday. Yes. Some boots involved.
Yeah. Mm. Boot studs and people's faces making contact, not always a good look for the game. But the scoreline says it all in the finish. New South Wales 50, Fijiana drew a 14 as the Waratahs won yet again. They were pretty consistent winners until Fijiana drew it came along. Desiree Miller scored thrice for the Tars, who took the early lead, then ran away with the game in the second half. A measure of revenge for losing the last two grand finals to the Fijians. The match was a triumph for the Waratahs' Lock Attersee Lafai. Now, she's overcome all sorts of injuries, including two ACLs, and most recently, a lacerated tear duct. Probably didn't know whether to laugh or cry when that happened. She not only scored the final try, but was named the player of the match. I guess it points to persistence being everything, Sally.
And finally, Warwick, in football, the A-League women's grand finalists, they've been confirmed. Melbourne City against Sydney FC.
Yeah, Sally, Melbourne City won the second leg of their semi-final against Newcastle 3-0, repeating the result of the first game. So an aggregate of 6-0 and more than well and truly earning the right to host the final next weekend at the Melbourne Rectangle. It was a bit closer in the other semi-final, Sydney FC and the Central Coast playing a 1-1 draw in game two, but the Sky Blues had the important advantage from game one, which they had won 1-0.
In rugby league, the Sharks, they almost broke the scoreboard. Cronulla Sutherland made an absolute mess of the celebration of Ricky Stewart's 500th game as NRL coach yesterday.
Yeah, and Sally, instead of his usual voluminous post-match commentary on referees, opposition coaches or anything else that upsets him at the time, Sticky Stewart was channeling his Rod Stewart, I don't want to talk about it, you broke my heart, after his Raiders were beaten 40-0 by the Sharks, who thus remain on top of the ladder. Yeah. As is his wont since moving to Cronulla and swapping his Melbourne Storm number one jumper for the Sharks number seven, Nicho Hynes was the archetypal contributor to the win, scoring a try, setting up two others and kicking six goals. It just might be enough for New South Wales to pick him for State of Origin. In the other game yesterday, Newcastle, without Dally M medalist Kalen Ponga, beat Redcliffe, his locum tenens David Armstrong on Debuno Less, scoring the opening try in the 18-14 win and pretty much making ground whenever in possession. The loss drops the Dolphins down the ladder, which reads Cronulla, Sutherland and Melbourne on 14 points, separated by four and against. Then on the rise, Penrith, Mount Warringah in Brisbane, Redcliffe dropping to sixth ahead of Eastern Suburbs and Canterbury Bankstown. Those two clubs moving ahead of North Queensland, Canberra and St George Illawarra, again by dint of four and against, Sally.
And Warwick, in netball, the Swifts, they had some work to do to overcome and to beat the Firebirds in their Super Netball game yesterday.
Yes, Sally, the Swifts have gone for all money, as they say, going into the final quarter, down 53-45, but then scored 17 goals to the Firebirds 9, and that pushed the game into extra time, and the Swifts maintained that final quarter momentum to win 77-73. In the other game yesterday, the Melbourne Vixens beat the Giants by 19 goals. Wow. Oof. To remain unbeaten and equal first with the West Coast Fever on 12 points. Adelaide and Sydney complete the top four after three rounds, Sally.
And Warwick, finally, in golf, Australians Hannah Green and Grace Kim, they're the leaders after three rounds, having just teed off in the final round of the LA Championship.
Yeah, both were 7 under par after the third round, but Green has taken the outright lead. What a great name for a golfer, Green. And she's now 8 under after the first hole, while Kim has slipped back to six under. I guess one of the things that Hannah Green will be really aiming for is to come first so she can take off one of her shoes and drink some champagne from it, which they were doing in Adelaide yesterday, including the sight of Greg Norman. Is there nothing this man can't do? Drinking champagne from a shoe. Something that he had, hitherto eschewed. All this followed a game of golf, which was won by the American Brendan Steele. No Australians within cooey of the lead, Sally.
Maybe we need to get Peter Malinauskas to ban shoeys in the state of South Australia.
Or Anthony Albanese in the country of Australia.
Yeah. Warwick, thank you so much for that.
Good on you, Sally.
That's Warwick Hadfield there with sport.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.